This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Executive Director of the EMPLA Economic Development Partnership, Brian Prowitz, in. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So you have a pitch night for small business coming back here in just a few weeks.
Yeah, that's right. July 17th at Backside, we're going to be listening to and judging the pitches of six small business owners, and there will be $20,000 in funds. Prize funds on the line.
And this has been going on for quite a while, had a lot of impact on a lot of younger businesses in the area.
Yeah, both startup and small business pitch nights have happened since 2019. They grew out of what was originally the Yes Network at the Loft in downtown Roseburg, turned into Pub Talks, and now we have them as Pitch Night, a function of the partnership. And we're very proud of the impact it's had. The whole idea behind Pitch Nights and doing this for startups and small businesses is to help get the next great business in Douglas County off the ground in the hopes that it grows and employs people. We're looking for ways to stimulate the economy and add jobs and lifestyle and all the good things that we enjoy about the Umpqua Valley.
Now, you get a lot of applications from people to be in this. You could only pick a certain number, but that tells me that a lot of people in there are a lot of people out there are interested in doing a business.
Yeah, we're really excited about the response we've had from in January when we had our startup, our original small business pitch night. We had about 14 applications. We had 24 for our startup pitch night in April. And this time around, for this small business pitch night, we had 28 applications. And maybe for me, the most encouraging thing about that, Kyle, is we have people in town. A lot of small businesses, lots of really great ideas, lots of energy in the economic and entrepreneurial network, and people are coming up with ideas for new businesses all the time and looking for help to grow the small businesses they've already launched.
Well, and so many folks have looked around and just thought, you know what, I've always wanted to do this. How could I possibly pull it off?
Yeah, and that is the biggest step for an entrepreneur, is trying to figure out how to get off the ground. And then once you do, where is the help? So between pitch night revenue that we dole out to the winners and the support we get from the Small Business Development Center right here, the SBDC right here in Roseburg, I mean, there is a lot of help. If you have an idea or you have a small business that needs some structure, some help, some training, maybe even some help paying for employees to come on board, that's where we fit into the bigger picture to try to add more support than just pitch nights to the small business and entrepreneurial network.
And the support is what is really needed, because as we are, you know, well aware, a lot of people start businesses that really aren't ready to start them, and then they fail, and then they end up with, a big long list of debts owed.
Yeah. No doubt there's a risk, but there's also a lot of support. And so the best thing a person can do if they're thinking about a new business or a small business and needing to expand it is to get foundationally really sound, have a business plan, talk to some people, try to figure out the right steps. Lots and lots of successful small business owners, lots of entrepreneurs are in this network, and they are always willing to help people when they're coming up with the next great new idea. And that's what Pitch Night is really all about.
Now, you've got a lot of companies that are very well established, other organizations as well that help with the funding for all this.
Yeah, we run on sponsorships and membership revenue for sure. So yeah, definitely. Thanks for the opportunity for the shout out to the Ford Family Foundation, Aviva Health, Convey, Umpqua Community College, Oregon Pacific Bank, Lone Rock Resources, all of these businesses, these huge companies, these important companies. I say huge, what I mean is impactful employers, manufacturers, some of the cornerstones of Douglas County really behind this, because they also believe that it's important to offer up the help and the support for small businesses, because each one of those organizations, maybe not Umpqua Community College, but maybe so, all started out as somebody's idea, maybe in a basement or a garage, and now have grown into the known quantities, the important manufacturers, the important employers that we have in our county.
So you've got the people selected. What's the process going to be like for people that come to check it out on the 17th?
Yeah, well, we have an Eventbrite registration set up. Tickets are free, but we'd love for you to go to umpquagrowthtalks.com in order to register for the event, just to come out and be there. It's July 17th at Backside. UmpquaGrowthTalks.com. Get a ticket. Come on out. We open the doors about 5. Program starts at 6 o'clock, and then we have a really good time. And the whole idea is to support your friends and neighbors that are up there on stage and really to support and celebrate the entrepreneurial network. We're just really excited about it. We've been getting 150 people out there pretty consistently now, and we hope to have another really great crowd.
And as you look ahead, what do you see that gives you sort of positive vibes about the future of the economy and business in the Umpqua Valley?
There are always people knocking on the doors. We have a couple of really big things that are happening around our region that are beginning to put more pressure on our industrial lands. There's more interest in people buying commercial property all the time, including like this. You may have heard something about the expansion of the port of Coos Bay. That project could have a huge impact on Interstate 5 right here because we have the links over to the coast that hit Douglas County. And so from a transportation and infrastructure standpoint, there's a lot to be excited about. We're very excited about the news of the Safeway Rite Aid being purchased by the Cow Creek Tribe of Umpqua Band of Indians. We think having that in local control is the key to something really great going there. So no matter what big forces and headwinds you might see out on the horizon when you listen to the national news, we have some very important things that are happening here locally that should give people optimism and excitement about being here.
Well, and even right now with what the city is working on with pulling some additional land into the city limits ultimately, because we've hit a number of years ago, hit a buildable lands. There's just not a lot left on flat ground.
Yeah. Yeah, the Umpqua, the UGB. When I hear UG, I start thinking Umpqua growth. The urban growth boundary swap for the city of Roseburg is very, very important for housing, for the future of the city to continue to grow. But Kyle, we have housing projects in Sutherland, Myrtle Creek, Winston, and Roseburg that are all in some form of development, and all of them should be approved and celebrated and supported by the people that are making those decisions, because housing is a key element, as we probably all know, to any kind of workforce expansion or continued investment in our local economy.
And I know in housing, we're really looking at more options now. It's not always single family. Mm-hmm. You're putting more apartments in, duplexes, things like that. Mm-hmm. And some of those, just because they're not single family, doesn't mean they can't be, you know, middle income or even higher end.
Yeah, and they can be really nice. And there are incredibly innovative projects that are out there. Developers are looking at all kinds of different ways to take advantage of zoning requirements, density requirements that come with city charters and housing inventory plans, that kind of thing. Workforce housing, you're probably going to hear a lot about that. And it might be affordable housing as part of any kind of those developments. But again, those affordable housing can still look nice and be attractive and be an important element to what we do. It's going to have to be in order to expand to meet some of the statewide requirements for new housing. But we have really great people with really great ideas that are working on all of these things that we're talking about.
So if somebody wants to come out on the 17th, how do they get tickets? What do they do?
Yep, UmpquaGrowthTalks.com. Please register ahead of time. Tickets are free, but we want to know how many people to expect out there. Wednesday night, July 17th, Backside Brewing, doors at 5, pitch night at 6 o'clock. Learn more and even register for our next event. We'll have a startup event coming up in October. UmpquaGrowthTalks.com.
All right, Brian Prowitz, Executive Director of the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:40 at the Morning Report.